Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Dude, we're coming in hot right now.
Good Tuesday. Yeah, we are because for some reason.
That was the most random.
Yes.
Like, it's not random.
Here's the thing.
It's random.
No, it's not. He's planting seeds right before we turn on the mic because he knows we can be had right before we turn on the microphone.
It is true. We are easily persuaded. We're like
we're like a
young Motown singer. You can pretty much convince us to do just about anything that you want.
Well, that has nothing to do with me. You guys are derailed easily on your own.
Wow. Okay. Buckley off the air right before we turn on the mics. Yeah. Leave it to him. He's like, Dustin May sucks. We're going Cleveland Dodgers over right out of the gate. 3-10 first pitch. Right before we said what it do.
Yeah. Like,
well, you already knew that part. That's scripted. You're good with that.
Yeah, so it's like, well, now I'm like, well.
Do we have to lay a sawbuck down on the Dodgers Guardians?
Well, that seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah, no, I don't tail Buckley.
No, that's a good idea.
But it's awesome that he's already betting sports.
Well, I was perplexed already because in my mind, not that I was going to lead with this, but Buckley got me twice because he had the Kirk Cousins didn't show up and for reasons that are unknown. What?
Well, they didn't say. It wasn't excused. He's not holding out for more money.
Well, of course. Like,
so what? Are you sitting out because you want to be the starter? Like, what is that?
Yes.
Well, reasons that weren't made clear.
or were you confused by that? Or was
no.
it with the Falcons?
There's not an explanation for why he missed. He just didn't want to be there.
Really? So that's like saying if you
okay, there's holding out, but wouldn't you still show up even if you're not going to participate?
If your wife's a real see you next Tuesday. And she tells you that she doesn't want your house anymore, and then the guy doesn't come home and he's at the bar. Is there really? We can't figure out why he didn't come home, Bob. I don't know. It's a mystery to everybody. We can't figure it out. But
well, he hasn't made a trade demand public. He hasn't said that I'm not going to be there. So I guess it being unexplained, even if we can connect the dots.
That's the one that confused me. I was like, really? We can't figure that one out, can we?
Minerals, vitamins.
Whoa.
I hate to tell you that, but that doesn't exactly take Nicolas Cage to figure that like jet age secret out. I think we can figure that one out on our own. Yeah. Kurt doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, I think what Suk is saying is it's understood.
Yes. Mm. Some things are just understood.
Well, we will adjust and move the drill.
I was thrown by that. So when you said that, my first thought was, wait, are the Falcons confused? Did the Falcons get confused on that, or was that a Ryan Buckley confused?
It was probably miswritten. Yeah. The story that I read was that it was essentially that Raheem Morris was caught off guard and did not have an explanation for it. Thought he was going to be there. He wasn't.
Something tells me that Mr. Morris has a real good idea why Kirkers isn't there.
But he apparently, in the story, which I read,
yes.
Offensive coordinator Zach Robinson, or quarterbacks coach Zach Robinson, said that he's been around this offseason. He's seen him plenty. So
tell you what, I'm not sure which is least shocking, the Joey Bosa injured already,
oh, that's...
or Kirk Cousins not showing up to, quote, voluntary activities. Take your pick.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about voluntary OTAs,
who
really?
Cares about Kirk Cousins?
You like that? Steelers. You like that?
Steelers might care about Kirk.
Yeah, I care about Kirk. He's the only...
He sucks now.
Outside of Rodgers, he's the only decent quarterback still out there.
Yes.
Relax. Right?
Like, so there is two viable options at quarterback that are currently not slated. Well, one's not on a team and one won't be on a team. So, yeah, it matters.
But voluntary OTA, I mean, come on.
Come on.
It's that time of year.
Hey, you gonna show up? I enjoy too that the players don't even let people know. How about you figure out whether or not I'm gonna?
And that was the intended significance here.
But don't tell me. That way, we'll both be equally surprised when I don't show. Yeah, come on, OTAs. That's not a thing. That's a voluntary activity.
No, but the coach saying, "Oh yeah, we knew he wasn't gonna be here," is a thing too. Yeah,
James Cook wasn't there too, so I wonder if we can figure that one out as well.
Well, he has said it's for money.
What is that about?
Sports. Most of the time, someone doesn't show up. It's for one
money.
Reason.
Money.
But he let everyone know it was money. Kirk didn't say anything to anyone.
I won't be here tomorrow. Mm. And it will be understood why I'm not here.
Everyone knows.
A lot
everyone knows.
People like, well, everyone would think I'm sick, but I'm not. I'm holding out for more money.
But don't you have a contract coming up?
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
True story.
Well, something like
September.
That.
We think.
Our anniversary, you know, our anniversary is the same anniversary as my wife and I's anniversary.
Yes, it
you
is.
You knew that, right?
Yes, I did.
September 25th.
Yes.
So that's when we signed on the dotted lines.
I think you're in the last of your year, and last time I checked, that Cook guy also in the last of his contract.
Well,
so
yeah. If you don't see me in here one day.
Are you making 5.2 along with,
no,
with James Cook?
Not quite.
Not quite? And that's insulting to him. He's like, this is ridiculous. I do love
Well, he saw what Saquon did, and I'm looking at what Stephen A. Smith is doing, saying, pay me some SAS money.
How?
You know what I'm going to start doing?
What?
I'm going to start coming in here. And
Caitlin Clark is white.
I am going to just repeat Stephen A. Smith from whatever show he's on.
Yeah, that's, well, he's got like nine of them.
Well, whatever one that I can see.
Sure.
I'm just going to repeat it.
I like it.
How long before anyone figures that out?
I don't know. That's a good question.
If I did that without announcing it.
Could you do it in Stephen A's voice and his weird forehead?
No, I wouldn't want to do that. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, let's just say, because I'm in a contract year.
You are.
Stephen A. Smith's in a contract year.
He got paid like
$10 million or something?
Oh, I think he's more than that.
Is it?
He's the highest paid ESPN employee ever.
I want that Stephen A. Smith money, so I'm just going to start. I'm just going to start. Saying what he says.
Yeah, we'll see what Stephen A's making.
Got to be something to that, right?
Looks like he's getting about $20 million a year.
Good God.
Five-year contract.
Be nice.
$100 million?
For that?
I'm okay with it. For what?
I don't know.
Just being loud?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's going to be my new bit.
I mean...
Apparently it's a bit that works.
Well, it's one of those things. I say this about, like, it's the same thing about, like, content creators or OnlyFans models or whatever. The Kardashians. Like, he has to have something. I don't know what it is, but the man gets attention. Otherwise, every dip-ass that yelled and screamed, which is like 1,000 people on the radio and TV, they'd all be Stephen A. Smith.
No, there's a reason he makes what he makes.
Yeah, so there's a reason. I mean,
I'm not begrudging. I'm just saying, I mean, he's not my cup of tea, but whatever.
No,
he's obviously got an audience.
Yeah, that's one of those that I just sometimes I scratch my head, but at the same time, I try not to dismiss that.
Yeah.
That's like dismissing.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know, like Morgan Whalen right now is like the biggest thing in music. I, for the life of me, can't figure that out.
Who?
The guy that shouts the N-word and now he's like the biggest
thing in
the world.
He threw a chair off the top of the bar in Nashville.
I know him more for that.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen, I think.
Wallen, Whalen, whatever. I don't know. That guy's like the most popular thing in music. I can't get it, but he's obviously got something.
You know, there's a lot of people who think Big Sook's a joke.
It's possible.
And they're like,
yeah.
Why? I don't get that stupid show.
Yeah.
What the hell is that about?
20 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, well, you know, whatever. Hate away. I don't care. Yeah. Listen, Stephen A. Smith. Okay, so if I come on every day and just have a little 2-minute diatribe of how's your water? Is that good?
Energy? Water. Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Oh, that would be a, let's see, an ultraviolet zero sugar monster. Delightful.
So if I come on here and, like, okay, so I was just Googling.
Yeah.
just to see what he says. Mm-hmm. Or to see if anything comes up, you know? Yeah.
Like, what's the latest thing that he's...
Yeah, the latest is Stephen A. Smith warns the WNBA about its biggest concern while Caitlin Clark is out with an injury.
Caitlin Clark is white!
So that's where he earns his money. He's like, he has to, like, pretend to care about that kind of thing.
Caitlin Clark is white!
So tomorrow...
He has to pretend to care about a lot of things.
Right. So tomorrow, I am going to have that take right out of the gate.
Oh.
And we'll see how it goes.
I like where this is going.
I can see dollar signs.
You love your hot WNBA takes.
And I might scream it. You know, you might...
You really do.
You might be careful.
You gotta crank it up.
I'm coming in hot tomorrow.
Well, that's the problem.
Not today, though.
You gotta be like, what is that, what was the Greco guy or Al Greco?
Who?
Remember there's a Dan...
Al Del Greco?
No, who was the host?
Yeah.
The New York host that was always...
Don LaGreca.
Oh, Don...
Yeah!
Oh!
You gotta be that guy.
That guy.
That guy.
Who the hell are you?
That guy. That, yeah,
you
yeah.
piece of garbage!
You piece of human garbage!
Boy's ass!
Yeah, you really...
You have to really care.
Are you kidding me?
You gotta be that guy.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So if you work on that, try to mix in some Stephen A. with whoever the hell that guy is.
You combine
those two things, and now that's where
by
you
September
get,
I'll be the white Stephen A. making $20 million.
$20 million a year.
Just who the hell are you?
Stealing his takes. What show is he on? What do I need to watch?
I don't know.
He's got his own podcast.
Hey, he's on.
I think
so
he hosts First Take. He's also.
Well, you make $20 million. He's
on all the NBA coverage.
He does some of like their boxing and UFC stuff. He did some football stuff for a while.
No, thank you.
Remember his hot football takes? I'm not sure which is.
Yeah, wasn't he was like talking about. He has like
Henry,
a notorious
segment
where he's
year.
Like, with Hunter Henry banged up, they're not going to. And it was like he hadn't played there for two years.
He talks about people that are no longer there and people that have been out for the entire year with an ACL tear. And, you know, and when you watch like when he does some of the fighting stuff like boxing and UFC, I'm not sure which is worse, but when they're paying him $20 million, you're putting his ass in front of things. But if you put me in front of like a. You know, if you threw me out there and said I needed to talk about MLS, it'd probably be the same thing. You're like, oh, hell. Like, you just ask someone to give you, like, three notes of something, and then you can only go back to those three things, and one of them's wrong. Eh? And then you look like a fool.
So you try to fake it?
Well, I mean, if they make, like, I don't think they're asking him, hey, do you want to do the NFL? They're like, hey, dumbass, we're giving you $20 million. Go talk about the NFL.
Well, then how about this? Watch the NFL.
I think, honestly, and this is my defense of Stephen A. Smith. I think it's nearly impossible to ask someone to be, because he's getting paid to basically be an expert opinion
and about anything
about everything, and I just think that's
a red flag right there.
I just think it's impossible.
Well, it is impossible.
So you know they're setting him up to fail. So I don't even think that's a. Like, I don't even fault Stephen A. I mean, I think he looks like a clown a lot of times when he does that stuff, but I think that's on ESPN. You're setting him up. You're putting a man in a land of soup and he's armed with a fork. He can't succeed. Maybe if it was like some sort of minestrone, you could stab at some noodles, but you know, that's just not going to be something that works on a day-to-day basis. And then he gets clowned and everyone's like, oh my God. But then it still generates clicks. I think with Stephen A. and ESPN, anything he does, good or bad, that is the definition of any press is good press. Because I think it's eyeballs.
That's right.
And he's not, and he can't get discredited. ESPN's not going to toss him away for anything he does. And so he can...
Well, and he's going to win every argument, or at least he's going to have some sort of theatrical thing when he's going up against Kendrick Perkins from day to day.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, if you put a normal person on coverage of something, they're going to have to try to earn credibility. Stephen A. already has credibility of being Stephen A., and then he really doesn't need credibility in anything else because it doesn't matter to him. It's like when, like, if I had this over the weekend. If you are in a conversation with someone that does not care about facts or the truth, you cannot, that conversation is going nowhere. And that's him. Like, you can't attack his credibility because he doesn't have
it. It's all his opinion.
Yeah, it's all an opinion. He is very knowledgeable about the NBA. I'll give him that.
Caitlin Clark is white.
And outside of that, he's just a guy that yells and screams, and you can't beat that.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is my new plot. To $20 million. Buckle up. But starting tomorrow.
Start tomorrow.
Today, I'll just be me.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. But tomorrow, I'm going to be a totally different sports host.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to buckle up for that one.
For you guys.
That's a 10,000 watt blowtorch. Or I don't know what the big wattage is. Remember that? Like, I don't remember that.
Oh, for the signal?
Yeah, I don't know what's a good signal. I may have said 10,000 and that's like a curling iron, but whatever the big wattage, like blowtorch, that was always something back in the day that Furness would say. He'd be like, it's a 50,000 watt blowtorch coming at you.
How's that guy doing?
Oh,
should get him on.
He's up there doing
talk hockey.
Iron Furnace. Hey.
Kraken.
No, they suck.
He's a Kraken guy.
Yeah, but they're terrible.
Right?
Yeah, we talk about my Oilers. Come on.
Yeah. Did they win?
2-1.
I have a hot take.
Big one tonight.
Wait till you hear my hot take about that tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait.
Even though I didn't watch it.
Hot Stuart Skinner talk.
Who?
He's their goalie. He's got a good mustache. You'd like him.
I do like him.
Yeah.
He's part of my diatribe tomorrow. Wait till you hear it.
Can't wait.
All right, well, let's start with headlines coming up next on The Fan. Yeah, that's right. Prime time with Isachi and Souk on 1080 The Fan. That's what station you're listening to. We are sports, allegedly.
Sports adjacent.
It is May 27th. You know, we're almost to June.
I know.
You believe that?
I do believe that. It's supposed to be in the 80s this week, so
yeah.
It's very June-esque.
Well, I think it's 80 out there right now, isn't it?
I don't know, Jerry. I like when you go Seinfeld for no particular reason.
I do knew that.
What is the deal with that?
Also, when you say the date for no particular reason, yeah. I have a little panic that I should be starting in the news and I don't have it ready.
You can fire it off if you want.
No, I don't want to, but when you're like, it is May 27th, I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
People can't handle news at 3:20.
Only 79.
No.
Mm. Out there right now.
Yeah. Had to turn the sprinklers back on. Still don't have that hedge trimmer, though, that I'm looking for.
Oh, so. I had somebody text me about that. We may get you hooked up on that.
A hedge trimmer?
Yeah.
Oh.
My landscape guy texted me.
Hot hedge trimmer
I
talk.
Forgot to get back to him, though. He wants to know what you want.
Oh. It's a hedge trimmer.
Yeah. Should we just call him right now on the air and get that all squared away?
Just kind of square this away right now. Yeah. But yeah, the sprinklers had to come back on today, and, you know.
I do know.
It's that time of the year, man.
We've got a game 4 tonight. Are you excited about that?
Hockey or basketball?
Basketball.
No.
Really?
I am not.
Why not? Pacers Knicks pretty good.
Because I got hockey to care about. Oh. All of my, I will say that the Knicks and the Pacers, I'm just combining them with the Nakers.
Oh.
That does get my attention.
Dangerous.
Got our attention too.
But hockey takes precedence over me. So if you're asking me which one I'm more excited about, in between caring about the Stars and the Oilers, then I will switch over to the Nakers game and see if that interests me. And then if it gets into the fourth quarter, I will care again. But, you know.
It'll be good in the fourth quarter.
I think so.
Right? I mean, hasn't every one of those games been good in the fourth quarter?
No.
Am I wrong?
One has not. So
which one? Because the other one was like
game 2 wasn't.
Last game
right?
was.
Yeah. So game
Pacers
1 had the crazy comeback, and then game 2 was not, and then game 3 was.
That series is kind of bananas.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. And you know, if you're sitting there and you're in New York, like I don't know what you make of it because. You know, you could sit there and say, I can't believe we let game 1 get away from us. But the Pacers are saying the same thing about game 3. They were up by 20, and they let that one go away. So I don't really know what you make of that at this point. You've had two massive blown leads, one on each side. And then you had the one that was, it was competitive, but Indiana just was able to close them out, and there wasn't a lot of huge drama involved in that. So,
yeah.
This idea, though, that like when the Knicks went down 2-0, that this series was over was ludicrous. Like, obviously, you come back and you win game 3, and now you win this one, and you even the series, and then you're going back to New York. I mean, this is
the series tonight.
I mean,
who wins tonight wins the series.
I think that's right.
Well, Pacers go up 3-1,
like,
they'll
Minnesota
win.
Minnesota last night had a chance to make that a series.
Yeah.
That was a one-possession game down the stretch. Oklahoma City shut the door by making free throws, and now it feels like it's an insurmountable lead. But
no, I saw SGA miss one.
I've never understood this idea of being down 2-0 is a death sentence. It's tough. 3-0 is the death sentence.
Well, what is it? The series hasn't started until...
I guess
they did win on
They did win on the other's home court.
I also think no team's ever come back from 0-2 when they dropped their first two at home.
That's never happened.
Which the Knicks did.
Knicks could do it, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
If they win tonight, they can.
Yes.
Yeah, got to win tonight.
So Indiana is not some sort of dominant team. I think when you look at this, the Final Four, the best team is clearly Oklahoma City. When Oklahoma City puts their foot on the gas, that is the best team left in the playoffs. It's the best team all season long. It's just a matter of, do they have letdowns and does the youth kind of rear its ugly head there? But again, New York and Indiana, I think that's the definition of two heavyweights swinging at each other. And I think that's anyone's series. And it would shock me absolutely none if New York evens this thing up and we go back to New York 2-2 with all the momentum going in New York's favor.
I have one other NBA headline for you before we move on to college football. And it is that the Portland Trailblazers may have interest in the great Chris Paul. Is this truth?
Gross.
Another undersized guard? God, yes. And this one's like 40.
He is not like 40. He's 40.
It's actually pretty neat.
He plays all 82 games. I mean, I don't
Not
know.
Usually, but this year he did.
Look,
this is from Sam Amico?
Yeah.
Is that
Sam Amick?
Amick.
But this says Amico. Are there two different guys?
Oh, Sam Amico?
Maybe Amico. Yeah, Hoopswire. There's two. So there's Sam Amick.
Yeah.
And there's Sam Amico.
Amico, yeah. I forgot about him.
Like, this is Sam Amico.
Are we just bare?
Here's what he says. He is. He writes for Hoopswire.
Sure.
And he said, the Blazers are among the teams that could have an interest in Chris Paul should he not return to the Spurs. Portland GM Joe Cronin has suggested he likes the roster as currently constructed, though those around the league have said the Blazers would like to add a veteran guard to mentor Scoot Henderson. Paul is not expected to be back in San Antonio.
Does Chris Paul want to be a stable pony for Scoot Henderson on a team that's going nowhere fast?
What might Chris Paul
want to go to that lake?
Maybe he does want to go to that lake.
I don't know.
What might Chris Paul
go to that lake?
This is the question.
Well, I would assume.
Is he a ring chaser type guy?
He doesn't have one. So
yeah.
I would assume if you're Chris Paul, one of two things. Because if you wanted to stay and be a mentor to a young team, why wouldn't you stay in San Antonio where you have actual, like, seemingly a lot of upward trajectory in that you have a couple young guys, including the most exciting young player to come into the NBA in 15 years, and you're going to add the number two overall pick? Why wouldn't you stay and mentor that as opposed to going to Portland?
I don't think they want him.
They don't want him, so they're just going to move on? Because I know they're probably going to draft another guard. They're going to draft, you know, Bailey or Harper, but I don't know. I mean, if he doesn't come back, I just don't
know. They pick second, right?
Yeah, they pick second. God. I just don't know why.
Those bastards.
That just seems like an odd fit to me. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I can see why Portland wants him, but do we still at this point need another mentor for Scoot Henderson? Isn't that why you have Chauncey Billups? That he played that position and Chauncey called him out last year and that kind of led to the maturity thing. And I don't want another guy that's taking minutes away. My God, if anything, I'd like to get rid of guards, not add more.
Chauncey's 48.
Yeah.
He's only 8 years older.
It's not much different.
Both pretty good.
So I guess I can see from Portland's standpoint why kind of you'd want that. I just don't know why. If Chris Paul is just looking for a place to play basketball, there has to be a better place than Portland that's going to win 38 games next year. What? I mean, it just
so
makes
it sounds
no
like
sense.
San Antonio can give him some dough, but he wants to play, and they just won't. You know,
okay,
they're moving on.
Okay, so we're going to bring him here and then take away minutes from.
Yeah.
God.
According to Sam Amico, Amico.
That just doesn't make any sense here to me whatsoever. But
we'll see if they do it.
At this point, I'm not going
to. You don't even care.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I have my finger on the pulse of what Joe Cronin's thinking. But I'll tell you what, if that happens, watch them draft Colin Knipple and then sign Chris Paul and me to raise my hand and just be like, what in the living hell is going on?
And watch a fair number of Blazer fans do backflips over those moves.
Oh, yeah, dude, the Chris Paul move. The guy said on the text line, and he's right. If the Blazers sign Chris Paul, buckle up for Blazer fan to go, you know, just that small segment of Blazer fan to go crazy over it. Be like, oh, yeah. Chris, dude, what a move.
Chris Paul. I'm going to look and see what old Chris, because I know he played every game last year. So in the age of 39, Chris Paul, he gave you a whopping 8 points and threw about three boards and he dished out seven assists.
We all know what he is at this point. He's 40 years old. He's a veteran, savvy point guard, a Hall of Famer who can teach the youngs a little thing or two.
Why do you want to take away 25 minutes away. Do we need someone to take minutes away from the young guard? But if anything, I mean, those guys should be playing 40 minutes a night.
Or can he really take on one of those Udonis Haslam, DeAndre Jordan roles where he just really sits there and does not ever play?
And that's my point. Does he want, that's why I said, do you want to be a stable pony?
It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like he wants to play.
Yeah. So
which is why here. Yeah, that's weird.
That's why the Spurs, you know, they're probably going to part ways.
Well, and he, you know, he spent a lot of time in Phoenix and
Ballers
LA
ball,
and
dude.
Texas, and maybe he just wants some of this Pacific Northwest weather. Maybe he's yearning for state taxes and just cold, dreary weather.
I would love
time Nike guy.
I would love to see his face when they told him, hey, you're going to the Blazers.
Yeah. It's like, ah.
Instant call to his agent. Like, what are you doing?
The answer to that is no. Yeah, someone's saying, are they trying to correct the, I think it was the Martell Webster, right? If I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
If I remember my
traded
my Blazer history, they had an opportunity to draft Chris Paul.
And they traded it.
And then they
traded back
Martell Webster.
For Martell.
Hey. And Martell Webster, I think he still lives around here. I think he's a local guy. But,
okay, you know, but whatever. He sucked.
I don't think he sucked.
I think he did.
Was he Chris Paul? Probably not.
Oh, my God. Are you really comparing Martell Webster to Chris Paul? Jesus. Give me Martell's best season.
I'm looking to see where... I see you
Googling. Let me see.
No, I'm trying to go through the draft and see exactly how that... Exactly how
right,
that worked
I'll go look up Martell Webster's stats.
So, yeah, you got Andrew Bogut went one, and then Marvin Williams, who people thought was going to be better than he was.
Marvin Williams.
And then you got Darren Williams, who was actually good for a period of time. He went to the Jazz. And then, then it was Chris Paul, Fat Raymond Felton, who eventually became a Blazer.
Dodged a bullet there.
And then came at number six.
Martell
Webster.
So they had the three pick, right?
Yeah, the three pick, and they traded with Utah.
So they could have had Darren Williams.
They could have Darren Williams or Chris Paul, but they ended up with Martell Webster.
That's another one that gets kind of lost. Now, remember, but part of that is they already had, didn't they already have Brandon Roy?
I'd have to
look. Which is why
I think they had a guard on that. I don't remember who it was, but there was a reason why they
like you can. I don't know, but
you can't justify.
You can justify them not wanting a guard at that point, but
in hindsight,
that one is lost in history of amongst all the boneheaded Blazers moves, and there are a lot of them. I was explaining that to someone the other day who wasn't familiar with the Blazers at all. We were from out of town. We were talking about, and I'm like, dude, you don't know. The Blazers have had two of the biggest draft whiffs of all time.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, well, they drafted Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan and Greg Oden over Kevin Durant. I said, find me a franchise that has two bigger whiffs.
Well, and to be
and
fair.
And he's like, oh my God, I didn't even know that.
I think when you add in, I think Chris Paul and Martell Webster probably deserve that.
It's a top fiver.
And by the way, they did not. So that they would have passed on that due to the drafting already of one Sebastian Telfair.
Oh, is that what it was? They already had Telfair.
They had Steve Blake, Juan Dixon, great Sebastian Telfair.
Why would I think that Brandon Roy was drafted before Chris Paul? Was he? No.
Because
he's not.
No. He's old, but
he's in his 30s.
He's not 40 years old.
Yeah.
But
Martell, best season, 11.4 points, 3.9 rebounds. And the old fella shot 42% from three.
Roy came in 2 years later. He came in 06, 07.
Not bad for three.
Yeah, but that season was in Washington, not in Portland.
Well, look. They had Martell Webster and Steve Blake, for God's sakes. They didn't need a guard. They needed Martell Webster out of Seattle Prep.
Well.
So.
Lost to history.
Yeah, we, look.
Right or wrong, bring back Chris Paul. Right a wrong, do it now.
20 years later, bring him back. Yeah. Hey, look. The nice thing about Martell Webster is the other two draft boners make yours just kind of go away.
Yeah, no one really talks about it.
No, it's kind of the best thing. You just kind of can quietly just slide underneath the radar and no one has to talk about it.
Like, hey, he made money, right?
Remember when they took Martell Webster over Chris Paul and Darren Williams? Everyone's like, no, man. It's all about Durant. Durant and then the Jordan thing.
Martell Webster career earnings.
Oh, I made it a bunch. 105 maybe?
45 million.
47.5
Whoa!
Million. I thought he made way more than that.
No.
He never got that big.
That
fat...
was back in the day of...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had to work a second job, and you only made 10
well,
million.
I thought, he got a you know, one of those ridiculous fat second contracts.
I don't think so. Mm. I mean, he played 11 years. I mean, you know, he didn't.
No, it's he wasn't
a flame.
That's
out.
Shocking to me that he played 11 years or in parts of 11 years.
Well, he was
years.
In Washington for like 6 or 7 years.
I thought he would have gotten one of those, you know.
He didn't make much there.
I guess the money wasn't the same back then, but.
No, it wasn't. All right, there's enough hot Martell Webster talk for you guys. You're welcome. Blazers are interested in Chris Paul, according to one guy named Sam. But not the guy named Sam that you think. Coming up next, college. Okay, so here's the thing. It's a touchy subject now. Okay. Mm-hmm. College football playoff auto qualifiers.
Yeah.
Now we're having.
Yeah, media fights.
It is a dust up at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, now you got me down a rabbit hole of career earnings for Trailblazers.
Yeah, he's just Martell Webster was just a hair before the Gary Trent Juniors and the Allen Crabs, because Allen Crabb made close to like $80
million. $85
million. And I think that would have been Martell had he been, you know, like 6-7 years later.
Yeah, similar players probably.
Yeah, someone would have given him a dumb contract for like $65 million.
Not Neil O'Shea, though.
No.
Bro.
No.
So Lillard has made $328 million.
Hey-o.
Brandon Roy made $100 million.
Yeah. He got that. I mean, he signed that big fatty and then the knees just kind of went, but
Clyde Drexler made $52 million.
Yeah. Well, that's all those old guys are pissed because, you know, the great guys. I remember when Magic Johnson signed that 20-year deal for like $1 million a year. And it was a big deal.
And Bill Walton made $7 million. Mm. Alan Crabb, 85.
It's not breaking news, dude.
By the way, 1 year since Bill Walton's passed.
A year? Today?
I believe it is.
Today is the anniversary of the death of the great Bill Walton?
I think so.
I miss him.
Stephen Curry next year will make $62 million.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Earned every penny.
Yes, I'm trying to look
through. I mean, I guess.
I'm trying to look through and see what's the most offensive salary in the coming years. So next year, Zion will make 42.
God.
Does that offend you?
Yes.
But at least.
Deeply.
At least when he's healthy, which is.
Yeah,
never,
he's good, but.
He's good. I'm trying to think of like what.
I also don't really think he cares. That kind of pisses people off.
That does
off.
Kind of piss me. Yeah. I'm just looking through someone that's. You're like, seriously?
We want you to care.
Because you got to get down a little bit. It's going to be somewhere in the 30s where you're like, wait, he makes, there you go. RJ Barrett makes $30 million.
Wow.
RJ Barrett.
Really?
$30
million. Can you tell me where he plays now?
Is he riding the bench for the Knicks? Or is he gone out of there?
He's in, he's north of the border. He's in Toronto.
Oh, he is a Canadian, I believe.
Yeah, he's a Canuck.
Did you just say Canuck?
He's a Canuck.
Is that right?
Canuck. He's been Canucked.
Oh, he's been Canucked.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with it.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's just, Grace, there's one, Grayson Allen. It's insane. Do you think, like, if you're Clyde Drexler and you're sitting around, Grayson Allen makes $21 million a year.
Wow.
That's the one that, like, I was just scrolling through the list and, like, you know, Kyle Kuzma makes 20, but yeah, it's like, does that, but Grayson Allen's the one where I got to, that was the first one where I was like, oh my God. Grayson Allen makes over $20 million a year.
You know what Fred Van Vliet makes?
He actually got a good deal. He signed a 3-year deal.
I'm gonna say 35.
Dude makes $42 million a year.
Yeah,
he's pretty good though, right?
Top 20 salary. He's pretty close to a top 20 player, I guess. That seems like a lot of money.
What's the best deal in the NBA? What's my man Lou Dort making?
Lute's pretty cheap. He's like 17. I just saw him on the list.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it is cheap. When you look at who Lou Dort is around, Lou Dort might be, yeah, Lou Dort makes $17 million a year.
What about, give me somebody who's good who's under $10
million. I mean, you're going to have to get to.
Man, I guess only be rookies.
Alex Caruso.
Okay.
Would probably be the.
Nice little player.
And then after that, you're on rookies, you know, like guys like that. But there's no one. Buddy Hield. He makes.
Ah,
yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That's a good one.
What a great deal for the Warriors. How much does he make?
$10 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But yeah, like you get into that, it's just it's people that you haven't heard of or rookies. You know, guys that you know or guys that haven't quite popped just yet. But yeah, there's just no good value.
Austin Reeves, $12
million. Yeah, does that do anything for you?
He's okay.
But like Rudy Gobert makes 40.
Yeah. I mean,
Brandon Ingram makes 41. There's like Brandon Ingram makes $41 million.
Oof.
You know, I mean, Tyrese Maxey's a fine player, but he makes 46. LaMelo Ball makes 46.
DeAndre Ayton's making 34.
Michael Porter Jr. makes 40. I mean, it's just.
There you go. Yeah. That's the worst. Dude, that guy.
Emmanuel Quickley making 32.5.
Can we stop on Michael Porter Jr. real quick?
Yeah, stop on Porter Jr.
That guy, now I get why he is coveted. Mm-hmm. He's a bit like, you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Sam Bradford. Do you know why? Because Sam Bradford was the quarterback who was never as good as anyone thought he would be.
Yeah.
But he always had the physical traits and the intangibles that every time his contract came up, somebody else would come along and they'd be like, oh, wow, I can do something with that. Look at that guy.
And he had just enough big games to make you keep believing it.
That's Michael Porter Jr. Yeah, and that's what his career is going to become. Right now he's still with Denver.
Yeah.
But, dude, that guy is so vastly overrated. It's not even funny. And he can't shoot a lick.
No. The worst contract, though, I've scoured it. The worst contract, and it's not even close. The eighth highest player in the league. Next year will make $57 million.
So it's going to be like Harden?
Harden was an all-NBA guy this year. I mean, this guy sucks. Huh?
Westbrook's way down now.
Yeah. Dude, Bradley Beal.
Oh, Beal.
Makes $57 million. Guaranteed dollars. You can say what you will about James Harden. James Harden's an all-NBA guy. You may not like the way he plays, but that ain't $57 million worth of Bradley Beal. I mean, that's just, that's stunning to me that he makes that. And by the way, has a no trade clause.
Do I owe an apology to Michael Porter Jr. if he's shooting 40% from three?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought the three-point shooting did get better. But he's always banged up, and he's really streaky.
Very streaky, and maybe that's what it is. I just watched him in the playoffs. Because
he had one huge playoff game that really bailed Denver out, but then he's had a bunch of terrible.
Every time he shot, if I'm a Nuggets fan, I'm like, no! Is a freaking... If it wasn't an air ball, it was a brick.
Well, Porter's one of those guys that when he plays well...
Of course, what's another miss?
Well, you can have a brick, and then you can have like, oh, just off the rim. Porter's one of those guys that when Denver plays well, he's the... Denver is a championship team. And when he doesn't...
But he's not that good, man.
No.
And he's going to keep getting paid because of his physical... I mean, what is he? He's 7 feet, isn't he? 6'10", 7 feet?
He's not 7 feet, but he's a big,
dude,
tall,
he's
lanky
big
guy.
He can... I mean, yeah. He is... You make an NBA player in a lab, it's that guy.
Yeah.
And yet, he's not that great.
No, he needs to be the...
$40 million.
Well, and that's the problem is that he... If Michael Porter was the fifth best player on your team and made 20, it would be the greatest thing in the world, but... Arguably, he's your third or fourth most important player, and he makes 40. And then the rest of your roster has to be cheap. I mean, but that's kind of the new model in the NBA. You can pay 2 to 3 guys if they're homegrown, and then the rest of it has to be young and cheap. Oklahoma City's going to have to deal with this soon. And you wonder if Oklahoma City, with all their draft picks, just jettisons the kind of the Michael Porter Juniors of the world instead of giving him $40 million and then just replace him with cheap draft picks. Kind of like the NBA, or kind of like the NFL. That's kind of the new model with the CBA. You can't pay everyone. So, honestly, Denver, if they were smart, they would have done away with Michael Porter Jr., got something for him, and gone young and cheap, and they'd have a deeper roster because he's not good enough to justify $40
million. Peyton Pritchard, little love to Peyton Pritchard, $7.5 million.
That's a
great value.
Phenomenal deal.
Great deal.
Yes.
Had to mention him. You know, he's a duck.
Yes.
Got to mention him. All right, now to college football next on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, well, we were waiting for this. And you shan't wait any longer. And it is that the powers that be in college football are fighting.
Greg Sankey versus everybody, and then...
Yeah, well, no, Tony Petitti's on Greg Sankey's side.
And then we've got... That's true.
Because he's the Big Ten
He's the Big Ten.
So Sankey is the SEC commissioner.
Yes.
Petitti's the Big Ten commissioner.
And then we've got media beef between, Pate and... was it with Stuart Mandel, with those two that were going at it?
Maybe that I don't know. You're going to have to fill me in on that.
I didn't see that, but that sounds plausible.
Yeah, there's media beef because people are...
One's advocating for the SEC and the Big Ten, the other's advocating for the rest of college football?
Well, yeah. I think Pate said, you're the one that wanted expansion. What did you think was going to happen?
Who's you? The SEC?
No, I think it was... I want to be clear. I believe he was beefing with Stuart Mandel, but I want to be clear.
Get your facts right.
Yeah, there's another, Pate's like, what did you expect the SEC and the Big Ten to do? This is where it was always heading. And then the other one was like, well, I don't know. I thought they'd at least have like general consideration for not trying to ruin the sport.
I think if I'm going to take a side there, I'm taking the side of Pate.
So I don't know. This is exactly
what we all knew.
Yeah, it was Stuart Mandel. He's beefing with Stuart
Mandel. So Mandel's point is what?
He said Mandel wrote an article basically saying that the Big Ten and the SEC are plowing ahead with a bizarre future college football format.
It that bizarre?
I don't think it is, but
That's a weird word. It's not that bizarre.
He said, will anyone put a stop to this madness before it's too late?
Yeah, okay. That is such hyperbole.
Is it
really madness?
Not really.
I mean, look.
It's self-interest.
Yes, the SEC and the Big Ten... They run things.
Yes.
Because they get the most eyeballs, they make the most money, they have the best teams, they're the best leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not madness. Quite honestly, listen, man, this may be a hot take. I may be going Stephen A. Smith today yet.
You and Pate, let's go.
I'm with Pate.
Yeah.
What did you expect? They're the ones with the leverage.
Yes.
And quite honestly, if they're going to put... So what they're fighting about is automatic qualifiers for the new college football playoff format when it expands.
Yes.
The SEC and the Big Ten want four automatic qualifiers for four from the Big Ten and four from the SEC. Mm-hmm. The ACC and the Big 12 came out over the weekend or whenever it was last week and said, well, everything we're doing is for the good of the game. Oh, yeah. And Greg Sankey got pissed off and he came out and was like, don't tell me about good of the game, you son of a bitch. I did this for you. It could be a lot worse. And he's right.
There could have been
a lot more dug in on automatic qualifiers or flat out just leaving the NCAA and the ACC and the Big 12 in the dust. Yeah.
It is definitely a situation where if you're going to strip away the hyperbole and all the, media beef and yelling back and forth, there are two people in the world of college football that have enormous power and everyone else is trailing and they want the people in front to give everyone an equal share. And it's just not going to happen.
In what world?
Well, it's, what you have here is you have a lead singer. This is Mick.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Well, we've got Mick and we've got Keith, right? And no offense, but the drummer of the Stones is like, hey, what about us? And Mick and Keith are like, dude, just be happy we let you play with us, all right? Take your cut. Sit down and shut up. You're going to be rich. You're going to get taken care of. We're going to get you laid a lot. But the truth of the matter is, in every band, there's two people that matter. And, for the drummer, it sucks. Ringo's back there being like, well, I lay down the beat. And we all know who drives the Beatles. And that's what you have here. And it's And so, yes, Josh Pate is right. What did you expect? So for the Stuart Mandels of the world, that anyone that thought that the SEC or the Big Ten was going to do anything but this.
Right.
And so his point is, if you lobbied for expansion, then you ultimately lobbied for this. Because once you give power and authority to the people, I guess, that have all the leverage, those are never going to turn around and give everyone else an equal share.
Yeah, I think where I would continue that conversation, we'll do it next, is I just don't think it's ruining college football. I don't think it's bizarre. I don't think it's that bad. It's just not.
No. It's bad. We can talk about it, but it's bad for certain people, and those people are going to yell and scream, but you got to be careful letting the people that it really does affect poison the apple, poison the whole orchard.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody's always going to be happy.
No.
Or you can't make everyone happy.
No.
But we'll carry it over next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.